Hello. Whoa, I haven't talked to you in forever. Yeah, he's right here, but we're getting ready to do a podcast. Yeah, the Negative Positives Podcast. Out of the Gutter Man Cave in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, I can give him a message for you. Okay, I'll do it. Hey, take care of yourself. Hey, Gutterman! 1997 called. They want their APS film back. And now, here is your host, Mike Gutterman!
Hello, and welcome to the Negative Positives Podcast, episode number 167. I am your host, Mike Gutterman, coming to you from the Gutterman Cave in Louisville, Kentucky, for the midweek solo show. I guess you're going to have to listen to my voice again. If you listen to the Sunday episode where I was by myself, you got one hour of me talking. So hopefully you can put up with another 15 to 20 minutes of me rambling on about film photography. So, but yeah, this is the midweek episode. I'm actually recording this on a Monday night, which is September 17th, which is a big day for the Gutterman family. It was my oldest son's birthday today, and he turned 16 today. I have a 16-year-old son, and it really kind of freaks me out. I can't believe it. Like, I have a 16-year-old. But, today was pretty much a lot of, we went out, we had dinner here at the house, but then we went out for some ice cream, and of course, I brought my Nikon APS SLR to take some portraits of the family, some little snapshots of the 16th birthday celebration, I guess. And it's funny, the APS revival is catching on. Of course, everyone knows it's taken over the world, and everyone is just either shooting APS or wanting to. But a lot of people are questioning my APS love, and I think it's funny. Mostly, to be completely honest, I'm mostly just playing it up because I just think it's funny, and it's just a nice little inside joke. But I do enjoy shooting it, though. It is fun, and mostly what I'm using it for is just my family snapshots, and it has actually caused me to not use my phone as much for those family snapshots. Like, I don't really take too many phone family shots like I used to when we would go out to eat or go do anything. I would be more inclined to just take, little snapshots on my phone. But APS has kind of replaced my phone as the snapshot camera of choice. And either my little Kodak compact APS camera or the new, now that I have the Nikon SLR, APS SLR, the Pronia, that's kind of, it's kept me from pulling out my phone. And I think that's always a good thing. Capture these family memories on film because they last, and you'll never be, wishing that you didn't have that on film. So it's kind of what I've been doing with it. What else? Okay, so yeah, my son's 16th birthday. This evening, I went to get his car. My aunt has given us the deal of a lifetime on a car for him. So we went and had to put like a thermostat housing on the in the car to kind of replace the thermostat problem. There's a couple other little small things I need to fix, but we're able to get that thermostat installed and then drive the car home. And my son was there to hold the flashlight because it was getting kind of dark when we were putting in this thermostat housing. And I was able to drive him home in his new old car. It's a 2000 Ford Focus, which is kind of funny because that will mean now our driveway has three Ford Focuses, all from the early 2000s, same model. We have a blue one, a red one, and a silver one. So, like, our neighbors are going to drive by and be like, man, that family really loves Ford Focuses. Because we have three of them in the driveway now. But, hey, they're good cars, Ford, Ford Motor Company, huh? Quality, job one. So, that was kind of nice. But the thing is, We're trying to, he's actually having a party this Saturday. We're going to have a big party for him. And I was supposed to have a mandatory Saturday this last weekend, but because of the hurricane in North Carolina, we had some parts issues, parts supplier issues. So they canceled this last Saturday's mandatory Saturday at Ford and have moved it till this coming Saturday, which is when I'm supposed to have my son's 16th birthday party here at the house. And so it looks like I may be having to miss my son's 16th birthday party, which really, really sucks, and I hate it. But that's the problem with these mandatory Saturdays. When they call them, they expect you to be there, and it's really hard to get out of them. So that really stinks. So the hurricane, not only is it disrupting lives in North Carolina, it has somehow found a way to disrupt my life, as far as now I'm probably going to be missing my son's 16th birthday party. But obviously that's not nearly as bad as what people in North Carolina are having to deal with. So hopefully everyone's all right. I did speak with Andre briefly through some messaging today. It looks like he might have power again, so hopefully everything's going well for him, and things are hopefully not as bad as what they were originally predicting. I haven't really watched the news a whole lot, but anyway, it's kind of one of the things we wanted to do for my son's 16th birthday party was do a little photo booth kind of setup. And so we were trying to think, like, what would resonate with, his friends that he's having over and all that. And we thought, well, we could, I really can't pull out a film camera and set up a photo booth for that, because I don't think they would find that very interesting, because they're used to, digital shots and being able to see them and laugh at them immediately after. But I didn't want to set up a digital camera either. So I kind of, I guess in a way I am setting up a digital camera. I have one of these, the Polaroid Snap cameras. This is one of these, like a digital Polaroid camera that when you take the shot, it actually saves it, the photo, to a little memory card, just like any digital camera would. But there's no like screen on the back of it or anything. This is a really cheap camera. But when you take the photo, it spits out a photograph, much like Instax, a little larger than like the Instax mini size, just slightly larger. But it's actually it's kind of on a heat sensitive, like thermal paper called zinc paper. And so it does shoot out a print after you take the photo. So I went and bought some more zinc paper for the Kodak, or for the Polaroid Snap. And so we're going to set up a little kind of like photo booth thing for him and his friends to take, instant photographs with this little Polaroid camera. And not quite analog, I guess, but sort of analog in its nature and the way you get to use it and see a print immediately after. And so I think that'll be fun for the kids, but I really wish I could be here to witness it. And just kind of a fun thing. Everyone loves like instant prints, and I think they're big at parties. And I don't have an Instax camera, and I'm certainly not going to have these kids burn through my packs of Polaroid Originals film, because at $2 a shot, they could cost me a lot of money pretty quickly. So just let them have this Polaroid Snap and shoot out these little zinc photo paper prints, a little bit larger than Instax Mini, and I think that should be fun. So it's an interesting thing how kids seem to resonate with instant photography, instant pictures, prints for one thing. And the nice thing about these zinc prints is they are stickers. Like you could peel off the backing and stick them somewhere. So again, I think the teenagers that are going to invade my house on Saturday, Probably gonna have a good time with that. Unfortunately, I may not get to see the good time, but we'll see. Maybe these parts won't get in time, and maybe I'll get this Saturday canceled as well. So I really, really kind of hope it. So I hate to miss my son's 16th birthday party, but yeah. So all right, I'm gonna take. Oh, let's see what else. I got to collect my thoughts here. Let me take a break and figure out how I'm going to attack the next segment. So we'll take a break, and I'll be right back, folks. We'll be right back. All right, we are back from the break, and I had an interesting text message come to me this weekend from one of my best friends. Him and his wife want to do a portrait session, and they have a lovely daughter. She is just a real spitfire and just full of personality, and just she's cute as a button. But and they have, for the last couple of years, every fall, they get like family portraits taken, and they've you know, used other people, paid you know, portraiture people to do sessions with. Well, this weekend, my buddy hit me up. He's like, "Hey, Mike, would you be interested in doing a portrait session for us this this fall? And, you know, and how much would you charge?" And so I'm like, yeah, I mean, I would love to do it. It makes me kind of nervous because it's not really something I've done. I'm not saying I've never done portraiture. I've done plenty of my family, but that's not like really pressure, because I'm not like, you know, I mean, this is something that his family does, him and his wife, and with their daughter. They do it every fall, and you know, they've hired like professionals to do. So now they, I guess, through seeing some of the portraits I've taken of my family, and when they actually went to Florida with us 2 years ago and spent the week with us in Florida, and we did some portrait sessions on the beach there, I guess they've seen enough to trust my ability to take portraits, their family portraits, which. But it still makes me nervous. It's not something I really, you know, have tried to do a whole lot. And, you know, he's asking me how much I would charge. And honestly, I probably won't charge him anything. I think I'll just use it as an experience, you know, to try to get, see if it's something I'd like to do, or see if it's something that I would, you know, maybe want to do in the future. They actually mentioned they have another relative that's going to need senior portraits at some point this year. So that's a possibility of me being hired to do that if I, you know, deliver on these family portraits of theirs. I'm not sure, but that's another thing I could kind of look at. So it's, you know, it's making me a little nervous, but my buddy, I mean, we're really good friends. I mean, he knows that that's not something that I have really, you know, tried to make a thing. It's not really something I've really concentrated in photography. And he's like, "Man, we're just more willing to be your guinea pigs. Like, we'll give us an excuse to hang out." So, which is true. We don't get to hang out enough. So it'll be at least a good chance to hang out and have a good day, you know, taking some photographs of his family. So, now I have to kind of like scout maybe some locations, figure out what kind of shots and maybe try to figure out what kind of shots they want. But the good thing is I'm putting pressure on myself because it makes me a little nervous because I want to deliver, you know. But at the same time, I guess it's low pressure because, I mean, these are really good friends of ours. So, I mean, I don't think, I guess if they suck, they can go ahead and hire somebody else to get some good ones. But, you know, it's, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot digital just to make sure that I've got the shots because I want to make sure I can at least deliver something. But I am going to, you know, talk to them as like, "Hey, I'd like to shoot some film as well, because, you know, that's just something I like to do." And I think that would be a perfect thing to bring out the Pentax 6.7, because I really like the way that rendered the portraits that I took of my family in Florida and the portrait sessions I did with them on the beach and that. So I think I definitely want to shoot the Pentax 6.7 in this particular shoot as well. So, but it does make me a little nervous. I'm excited about it, but I, you know, it just makes me nervous because I want to deliver. And actually, in a way, even though that it's friends of mine, which should make it less of a nerve-wracking situation, because, you know, they're very laid back, and obviously they're laid back or they wouldn't be my friends. but you know, because they're my friends, I want it to be good. You know, I want to impress them, and I want to do a really good job for them. And so, yeah, I got to, you know, figure out what it is people expect out of portrait sessions these days. It's not something I've really looked into. I don't know what the hip trends are on portraiture and these portrait sessions that people pay all this big money for. But I guess I need to kind of, you know, do a little research and figure out exactly what it is that, you know, couples expect these days with family portraits with their kids. And because I know, I guess the reason why it's nerve-wracking for me, because I know how important these things are. Like, these are things that they're going to cherish for the rest of their lives. And so I want to deliver, and hopefully I can. I mean, I know I've got enough chops. I know what I'm doing, but it's more about, you know, what do they expect and can I deliver that? And so, you know, it's just I'm very glad to get the opportunity. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. We're going to do that sometime mid-October when things cool down a little bit here in Kentucky. We'll see. I'll keep you informed of how that goes. But it was exciting. I'm glad that they thought of me and trust me enough to do something that important for their family and for documenting their lives and their memories. So I'm honored and flattered and just hope now that I can deliver. So, all right, let me take another break and we'll come back and probably maybe wrap up the show. We'll be right back, folks. All right, folks, we're back from the break, and this is the last segment. I'm trying to keep these midweek episodes a little shorter, but I always try to keep them under 15, 20 minutes. Probably going to go a little over that, but that's because I ramble too much. But I'm so used to these long podcasts on the weekends, I think it's making it hard to do the 15-minute episodes I used to do back in the day. But the last little thought I wanted to get out is, you know, I've been a musician for, oh gosh, a long time. And music has been such a big part of my life. But I've very rarely tied music and photography in with each other. Like, it's been two separate worlds for me, two separate modes of expression. And I've very rarely, like, made the two intersect, which seems like that would be a little strange, because you would think that, like, I go to concerts, see some bands or whatever in some small clubs. I very rarely bring a camera. I very rarely try to do, like, band photography or music photography, which is kind of strange. I was even bad about, like, when my band was playing a show, about just documenting the behind the scenes of a band, you know, preparing for a show, sound check. That kind of stuff could have been a really cool project, and I never really I've always kept those worlds kind of separate for some reason. But it also made me think, like, when you're out taking photographs, do any of you listen to music while you're taking photographs? It's something I've never done, and I think it could be kind of cool. Like, I don't know if I would do it, like, downtown or in populated areas, because, you know, crime can be an issue in America these days, even though I'm usually taking cheaper film cameras to when I go downtown and take it to the streets of Louisville, Kentucky. But so I probably wouldn't do it there, because I want to be aware of my surroundings. I don't want to be in my own world. I want to kind of keep an eye out of what's going on around me while I'm photographing. But if I'm out in the woods or out in, like, nature or whatever, and trying to do more like, you know, like landscape type shooting, or just kind of by myself in a kind of a quiet place or whatever, that would be a place I think, like, listening to music could be while you're taking photographs could be a really cool little combo to kind of get you motivated, inspire you, because music can be very inspiring. And it's something I haven't tried. I just wondered if any of you guys listen to music while you're out taking photographs. And I think it could be really cool. It's something I really want to do. I think I'm going to break out my old iPod. I have an iPod Classic, one of the big ones that has, like, I don't know, 120 gigs or something. And I hardly ever use it anymore because I have Spotify now. And it's so weird how we don't even hardly own music that we listen to much anymore. It's like everything is streaming now. So I think it's one of the reasons why I've started kind of collecting vinyl, just to kind of also, I guess, the analog nature of it. We're all into these old analog things, I guess. So there's a lot of film photographers that, you know, collect vinyl. That's a pretty common theme. But so, like, albums I really like, I'll buy a vinyl, you know, but I do use Spotify a lot, and it's so, like, my iPod has been sitting in the gutter man cave for like a year or so, rarely being used. But I think I'm going to make a little playlist on my iPod, my old school iPod, of like songs that I think would be inspiring when I'm out taking photographs, which I think would be like a lot of, I listen to a lot of atmospheric sort of instrumental music, and much like my band Sea Hero was, a lot of bands like that, where the it's just instrumental, not, you know, a nice little kind of maybe some background music to inspire me when I'm out taking photographs. It's something I want to try. I think it could be an interesting experiment just to see if music helps me with photography or does it distract me. But it's something it's going to be a project in the future. I'm going to go out in the woods somewhere by myself with my old school iPod and listen to some very inspiring music on a playlist that I make. I'll call it like my photo playlist or something, and make a little playlist on my iPod and go out and shoot and listen to those songs while I'm shooting and see if it inspires me or will it distract me. I'm not sure, but I think it's something I've been wanting to try. I wondered if anybody else listens to music while you're taking photographs. So, all right, I think that's all I wanted to kind of get out on this episode. So, you can see my photography on Instagram at GuttermanPhoto, on Facebook at Mike Gutterman Photography. Let's see, you can join the Facebook group, the Negative Positives Film Photography Podcast Facebook group. You can email this program at negpositives@gmail.com. And we now have an Instagram account as well for this podcast called Negative Positives. So you can follow us on Instagram as well, where we'll post, I don't know, all kinds of stuff. So please follow that. All right, that's the end of the show. Everybody stay positive and shoot some cool film photos. Thank you very much for listening, and we shall see you very soon.
Get a girl. Sounds good.